Good morning. Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov, good morning.
Were you listening to music when I arrived?
Yes, I was. Just a little bit.
That means you're the first one there.
Okay, so you need to wait for another, right?
I prefer to, but I will move forward with it if it's just you anyway, because in this class, this is what I do
All right.
for my own service, my own prayers.
Oh, good.
But let's wait a minute or two. Somebody just arrived.
Right. Hurry up.
All right.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Kedulachami. Gimel Yud Tah Tzadi Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Gabel Rinat Amkasagbenu Tarenu Nora Ufreitayan Sintetna Prasatan Terapsatan. Rearrange the letters Shaharkatan, small gates, reminding us to guard our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. Nagibor Dorsheyudha Kivavat Shamre Nungimodalit Yutashin. Letters of the month, the Dalit that created the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the scorpion. The permutation for the month of Teshvan. Wa-hey-hey-yo, 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 wa-hey-hey-yo. Barchem tacharem, rachame sikacha, tami, tamim, betetresh, saditachimel. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternal, eternity, eternal victory. Kasin kadosh, below to have a data that kufbet anion. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness. Yachid Gea Lapatane Zoe Kedusha Yud Gimelamet. Hey, Zion Kuf, Shava. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of being a foundation, creativity, sexuality, creation. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Odea. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Malchut, which has no light of its own. But we learn from this sequence that the path to completion, which is the Shin and the Kuf of Gematria 400, four worlds times 10 Sephirot times 10 Sephirot, that's the form of completion, which is actually perfection. to get there, we need to inject unconditional love into every step in our life process. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, good morning to all, Chodesh Tov to all. Please make sure you connect every time you see the word Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. You connect the sequence of Vav-Heh, Heh-Yud. Do this today and do this tomorrow. Do this tonight. We're reading the first Aliyah of Parashat Noah. It consists of the verses from Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 to 22. That's a total of 14 verses. The number 14 connects to the name of David, as in King David, who was a chariot for the Sephirah of Malchut. This is appropriate for a parasha named after Noah, because he was the Malchut, the 10th generation of man. And his generation was overtly wicked, overtly evil, as we learn in the parasha in our reading. We did that last week in the seventh reading of Genesis, of Bereshit. Starting with verse 9, I will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkimte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'akda l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu karenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu karenehu. Verse 9 of chapter 6. Noah, Ish Tzadik Tamim, Haya B'dorotav, Et HaElohim, Ithalech Noah. Vayoled Noah, Shelosha Banim, Et Shem, Et Ham, Et Yafet. Vatishachet Haaretz lifnei ha-Elohim, v'timalei haaretz chama, v'yar' Elohim et haaretz, v'hine nishchata, ki hishchit kol basar et darko al haaretz. Vayomer Elohim l'Noach et kol basar ba lefanai ki mala haaretz chamas mipneihem v'hini mimashchitam et haaretz aseh lecha tevat atse gofer kinim tase et hateva v'kaparta ota mibayit u'michut bakofer v'ze asher tase ota shlosh me'od ama orech Ateva Hamishim Amarachba Ushloshim Amakomata Toharta Lateva Vielamatakalena Milmala Upeta Ateva Hasim Achtim Janeim Ushlishim Taaseha Vaani Anani Mevio Ed Hamabul Maim Al Haret Sashahed Kol Basar Basher Bo Ruachaim Mitachat Hashamayim Kol Asher Baharet Igwa Wahakimoti Et Biriti Itach Uvata El Hateva Ata Uvanecha Vishtecha Unshevanecha Itach Umikochachai Mikol Vasar Shanaim Mikol Tavio El Hateva Lehachayot Itach Zakar Unkeva Yiyu Mehaof Leminehu Umin Habehema Lemina Mikol Remes Adama Leminehu Shinaim Mikol Yavo Elecha Lehachayot Uyata Kachlecha Mikol Makal Asher Yeakel Viasavta Elecha Vihaya Lecha Vilahem Leachla Veas Noach Kekol Asher Tziva Oto Elohim Kein Asa. If we had time, I would read those same 14 verses once again, because the recommended action by the sages is to read every verse twice in Hebrew and once in a translation. They typically mean the translation into Aramaic. But in our generation, the translation would be into English because most of us speak English and not Aramaic. Although that can change if you want to learn it. Want to learn Aramaic. So I'm reading the translation of verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man. He was perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. You know who else walked with God? Was Hanoch ben Yared, the seventh generation. Noah was the tenth. This term is significant. But who is the God that he walked with? He walked with Elohim, just as Hanoch ben Yared did. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yafet. The question is, why was Shem mentioned first when Yafet is the firstborn? What is the source of Yafet being the firstborn? I do not know, but I have read it repeatedly. And in verse 9 that I didn't mention, if we were reading Rashi, but I'm concerned about time, so I'm not doing that. But Rashi just brought out the questions and answers associated with what does it mean that Noah was a righteous man, perfect, or the word is a tamim, complete in his generations. Why does it say that? Does it mean that he was only righteous because his generation was so wicked? Or would he have been righteous in other generations? Is the standard of righteousness relative? Is really the question that Rashi does not answer and others do not answer. But there's always this comparison between Noah being righteous and Jacob being righteous and Abraham being righteous and Isaac being righteous. All of these comparisons. And we have learned in the Kabbalah that everything is relative. I'm returning to the English translation for verse 11. Now the earth was corrupt before Elohim, and the earth became full of robbery. And God saw the earth, and behold, it had become corrupted, for all flesh had corrupted its way on the earth. The commentaries say that the corruption is sexual in nature. And that's why all flesh, the animals, because humans were having sex with animals. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth has become full of robbery because of them. And behold, I am destroying them from the earth.
Has joined.
The phrase, the end of all flesh, is a code word. And the Zohar explains that the end of all flesh is the code word for Satan. Satan has come before Elohim to denounce the actions of man. This is done on Rosh Hashanah. This is done in other days as well. Verse 14, I should explain that Satan is a creation of Hashem, as the prophecies, the prophets tell us, that Hashem said he created good and he created evil. He created light and he created darkness. The prophets are explaining. That Hashem created Satan for the purpose of tempting man to move away from Hashem. Why would he do that? Some of the explanations is he wants to reward us. Kabbalah doesn't truly accept the word reward and punishment because it's cause and effect. Your actions affect what happens to you. Good comes back as good. Negative comes back as negative. So why would he create evil? Why would Hashem do this? And the idea is to give you a test so that you can test yourself and prove to yourself that you have values, that you have character traits that are positive, or to learn that your character traits are negative and do what you can to improve them. Continuing with verse 14, make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with it with compartments, and you shall caulk it both inside and outside with pitch. Verse 15, and this is the size. You shall make it 300 cubits length of the ark, 50 cubits its breadth, and 30 cubits its height. And we have learned in the Parashah of Genesis, that all the years that are mentioned the age of people has meaning. It isn't just that they lived a certain amount of years, but each time it mentions the number of years, it's telling us something. This is true with these dimensions as well. 300 cubits is a shin. 50 cubits is a nun. And 30 cubits is a lamed. I have never done this, but I'm going to quickly put those three letters into Google Translation and see what comes up. Shin, Nun, Lamed. What comes back is schnell, which is German for quick. Now, Shin Lamed Nun. In shell is my nun, my fish, because nun is means of fish in Aramaic. Lamed Shin Nun. The year teaches, or teach the year. Lamed Nun Shin translates as to a woman. Nun Lamed Shin does not translate. Nun Shin Lamed translates as slowing, S-L-O-U-G-H-I-N-G. Sloughing off. And Nun Lamed Shin, I had done once before, it does not translate. I'm probably missing one of the translations, but you're getting the idea of how we can learn from all of these numbers. Number 16. You shall make a skylight for the ark. And to a cubit you shall finish it to the top, and the entrance of the ark you shall place in its side. You shall make it with bottom compartments, a second story compartment, and third story compartments. So what do you think the purpose of the skylight is? It's raining for 40 days. Is it going to be dark? Are the clouds going to not allow light? Is Hashem going to provide light miraculously? These are questions that I have never seen answered, but we would probably get some inkling of it from the Rashi if we had the time today. And verse 17, and I behold, I am bringing the flood, water upon the earth, to destroy all flesh in which there is the spirit of life. From beneath the heavens, all that is upon the earth will perish. And I will set up my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And all living things of all flesh, two of each you shall bring into the ark to preserve alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the fowl after its kind, and of the animals after their kind, of every creeping thing upon the ground after its kind, two of each shall come to you to preserve alive. And you take for yourself of every food that is eaten, and gather it into you, and it shall be for you and for them to eat. And Noah did according to all that Elohim has commanded him, so he did. Last week, on two of the days when we had time, I said the blessings from the morning and explained them as best I am able. We are at the 13th blessing out of the 18 blessings. This blessing is different for a man and different for a woman. The blessing is Baruch Ata Adonai Waheheyo Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shelo Asani Aved. That's what a man says. A woman says Baruch Ata Adonai Waheheyo Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shelo Asani Shifcha. The question is, why do we need to say different blessings if you're male or if you're female? The translation of the blessing is, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, King of the universe, who did not make me a slave, is the male translation. Who did not make me a maidservant, is the female translation. The question is, why are there two different words? Why are there, is this need? The structure of the Hebrew language makes a difference between males and females in the way it conjugates verbs, in the way it deals with pronouns, the way it deals with direct objects. The words are different. The word Eved, Aved, means slave. But it has a different meaning. It means work as well. If you add a hey at the end of the word, which would be the female ending, so it would be avda, that word means work. It does not mean a female slave. There is no word for female slave except this word shifcha, which is translated as a maidservant. Why isn't it translated as female slave? Maidservant says it's a female slave. It's just a nicer way of saying female slave. That's my opinion. I have not read that anywhere. But you think about the two words. You think about the difference in translations. And it really isn't different. It's speaking about being a slave and thanking God that you're not a slave. Why do we thank God a slave? Why do we thank God we're not a slave? That's a different question. Why do we thank God we're not a slave? It's because slaves have no free will. They take orders from their master. They do what their master does, or they are punished. Men and women are not punished, according to Kabbalah. It's cause and effect. If you understand that your actions come back to you, positive if you did positive, negative if you did negative, you understand you are responsible. And that's truly the essence of the term free will. The 14th blessing is again different between a man and a woman. And this is a very uncomfortable discussion since women's liberation, and probably before. The man says, Baruch Ata Adonai Waheheyo Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shelo Asani Isha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the world, who did not make me a woman. The words for a woman are Baruch Ata Adonai Waheheyo Eloheinu Melech HaOlam She'asani Tartsono. Blessed is he who makes me something according to his will. This is clearly a difference in terminology. It's a difference in the idea. Are men really saying, I'm glad God didn't make me a woman? What are they saying? According to Kabbalah, a woman is a receiver. A woman is the left column who receives. Why does she receive? Because she is the tool to manifest. A man cannot create a baby. A woman creates the baby, nurtures the baby in her womb. This is manifestation. When a man says, do not make me a woman, he is saying, do not make me a receiver. Allow me to be a creator. Allow me to share. A woman, by her nature, needs to be a manifestor. And remember, males and females make up one soul. They're not separate. They're not a half. They're not one soul by themselves. Each requires the other. What does it mean to say you made me according to your will? I'm going to read an explanation that comes from the daily. What's it called? The Daily Dialing God, the Daily Connection book from the Kabbalah Center. Although the blessing appears to be chauvinistic, it is not. Kabbalistically, the inherent energy of the dimension of Zeranpin, which comprises the Sephirot from Chesed to Yesod, represents the pipeline through which the light flows from the upper worlds into our world, and it's masculine because it's sharing. Malchut was our world, manifested, is a manifesting world, is female. It has inherent feminine energy. This prayer ignites the appreciation for our ability to generate spiritual light through the two energy forces of male and female, of sharing and receiving, and helps the two halves of the soul, male and female, to unite. According to his will, in the male section, it's asani. In the female, it's sha'asani. It added an ayin. The ayin is sight, the organ of sight, our eye, indicating that the female is able to see, is able to connect to a higher level of wisdom because of that. The words are the same in their translation, but one is for the male and one is for the female. Excuse me, my mistake. The letter that is added is a shin at the beginning of the word. The shin represents fire, which is a code word for passion, for emotions, but strong emotions. The word kirtsono can be translated based on the letters as the resh is the head, the tzadi is righteous, the vav is the male, but the vav nun vav is one of the 72 names. Vav nun vav represents the plural. The translation is according to his will, or to his will. The word is a connection to Hashem for the female. It is not less. And this needs to be appreciated from the Hebrew translation and the Hebrew words themselves. The gematria of kirtsono is 372. That's shin, ayin bet. Ayin bet is 72, connection to the 72 names of God. Shin is passion. It tells us to use the tools of the 72 names of God, or the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, requires passion, strong emotion. We are complete. We're out of time. I hope you all have a beautiful Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. If you didn't listen to last night's connection, the recording is on the recordings file, on the recordings list, on the website. That page is yashem.com/recordings, recordings .htm. Kodesh Tov, have a beautiful day. We have two classes today. We have two classes today. One is at 10:30 West Coast time, which will be a continuation from a long time ago, like 2 months, maybe even more, for our 10 Luminous Emanations classes. And our 3 o'clock class, we'll continue our advanced reincarnation classes. And that also has been a while since we've had those classes. Chodesh Tov, Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom.